Feel pretty good. I feel like we've added some depth and some core and some competition, not only on the defense but on special teams. And I think, like we discussed yesterday, I think that helps the team.
Ted, I know the needs aren't as great on offense, but are some of those assistants starting to look at you kind of funny now?
Yeah. I got that last year from the defensive guys. It's just literally last year there was no intent to do it that way. This year there was no intent. We strictly try to stick with our ratings and look at value. And if we think that someone could come in and whether it's compete for a starting job or compete for a spot on the roster and play special teams and back up, those guys are valuable. I don't know that I've seen that. I might have and just don't recall it. Yeah, it's almost like kissing your sister. You go back and you trade for your own pick or something. It's just the way it worked out. You know, it was a place where we felt like a player was being undervalued a little bit and we didn't know how long he would be undervalued.
So trading all those picks, is it like cutting off an arm for him?
It's horrible. I told him I was ashamed. I'm not my father's son anymore because my father's very frugal and it's pathetic. But in this case, I felt like it was appropriate. I feel like we have a good, solid team. And, you know, I felt like where we knew that we felt like we were getting quality, we should, you know, try to do it. So I think we made 3 trades up total. Yeah, I mean, and it kind of depends from year to year on the draft itself and how you've evaluated the players in it and that sort of thing. The times we've discussed this, the times when you move back is when you feel like, you know, there are a number of players that you'd be happy with, and times when you move up, maybe you're a little bit more specific and you kind of got a guy eyeballed. Well, yeah, we hope they all have all of those things. We'll find out soon. No, I don't think so. I know we felt like they were football people, football core guys. They each are different, obviously, and with each of the players that we've acquired, I think they have different contributions that they can make for our team.
Did you get faster on defense, Ted?
Well, I think this group has got good speed, so, but we've got a pretty fast defense anyway.
How much did you help in pass rush this weekend?
Well, we hope we helped all aspects of defense. Certainly pass rush is a very vital thing in the National Football League because of the proliferation of the passing game. And we'll see. We hope so. These guys have never played in the NFL. They've never competed on the level they're going to have to compete at, so they're going to have to show us. But we feel good about them right now.
Ted, how much did your defense need this influx of talent?
Well, I don't know if it was that much of a need. I think our team, you know, the draft's very important, not only for the immediate, but which I think sometimes is overvalued as opposed to the long term. And we feel like these are good investments in the Packers organization over the long term. We certainly hope that some or all of them can contribute right away.
Ted, what was it that caused y'all to invite Melvin in for an interview?
Well, we just wanted to get to know him, have the coaches sit and talk with him, that sort of thing.
When did you first come across him, and how long have you been on him?
Well, Lee Gissendaner does that area. And he scouted him in the fall, and he's got really good tape. Sometimes, you know, in certain areas of the country, and not say BCS type school, you can kind of get lost. And I think maybe he was lost a little bit, but We're very impressed with his him personally, sit and talk with him. We're impressed with his he brings a certain dynamic to the field. You feel his presence when you watch tape on him. So we're looking forward to adding him to our group.
Is that a tough spot to look at a small school guy just because the quarterbacks can make all the throws? He's not throwing a bunch of NFL-caliber receivers. Is that a challenge there?
Well, I think football is football, and I'm not saying Maine doesn't play football. It's just it's not Alabama, you know. But we watched him in several games where there were predominantly run teams, and we watched him in several games where it was predominantly passing, and he shows very good versatility. He looks good in the center field. He's aggressive and physical coming up in support, and we felt like he'd be a good addition.
Ted, do you think you and your staff have an ability to predict or at least judge which guys are more ready to play as soon as they get into the league? And if so, do you feel that way at all about this class, or how do you feel about it?
I feel like these guys would be being ready to play. Now, again, I don't want to discount and make light of NFL experience and having gone through it, and these are grown men they're going to come in and compete against. But I do think these people, these young men that we drafted over the last few days are going to be able to come in and hold their own.
You know, McMillan had the disorderly conduct, he resisted arrest. How did you get to the bottom of that? Did you, and how did you feel it affected his character?
That's part of the reason you bring guys in is to talk about things like that, and we felt comfortable with that.
Ted, Mike talked a lot about not being happy with your team's tackling last year. Did you pay any additional attention when you scouted or chose these guys to see if they were better tacklers than any other time you looked at them?
Sure, we watch and note missed tackles and things like that, but we weren't necessarily focused on that being a issue, but our guys, these guys on tape, at least what I've seen, they tackle pretty good.
Ted, how'd you guys evaluate Daniel's shoulder injury, and what do you have to reassure you that it won't be like long term?
Yeah, we've seen him at the combine and all that, so we're good.
The league announced earlier in the week expanding the offseason roster from 80 to 90. Did you have a sense that was coming, and talk about how
Well, at the owners' meeting, it was discussed when people like myself go to those sort of things. There's other owners' meetings that people like myself don't get invited to them. It was discussed, it was tabled, but we knew that the competition committee and the different committees with the league office were going to look into it, and we expected, we didn't know what a number was or anything like that.
Mike Daniels said the Packers were the only team that had a sit-down interview with him at the combine, and in his opinion, it went really well. What can you tell us about that, and what stood out for you?
He's very upbeat. You'll like him. He's got a nice smile, very active, aggressive football player. He's we feel good about the people that we know at Iowa and on the coaching staff and elsewhere, and we've had good success with Iowa guys. We feel like we'll have a chance to have good success with Mike.
Ted, not having to deal with the lockout this year, is there a sense of relief or excitement that you get a chance to work with these guys so much faster, no uncertainty?
Yeah, I think we talked about this last year where it was, we weren't going to get to have like the rookie mini camp. I think it's always nice to get all the rookies in, and even some guys that you don't sign but you invite to a rookie mini camp to kind of go for the first time and you see them. So it'll be good to get them involved in the program. And I will say last year, not only our team but most teams, even it was in a shortened system that we had last year, I thought those guys did okay.
Well,
in a perfect world, I'd address every position throughout the draft, but we just let the board kind of do its thing.
Ted, are you comfortable with where you stand right now with
Well, we're always looking at different things, and it doesn't necessarily apply just to the quarterback. There's no telling. There'll be moving pieces to this as we go along.
And is your offense so good in your mind that you can devote almost an entire draft to the defensive side of the ball and really not have to worry too much or blink an eye?
Well, I don't think it's a reflection of as like I've said before, it's not a reflection of whether we think one side of the ball is better than the other side. It's just the way the thing fell.
How important did you feel addressing the inside pass rush was?
All of that is important. None of it's even if there were things that we haven't been able to do over the weekend, we don't necessarily think that's unimportant. It's very important. We think certainly Mike can give us some juice on the inside and that sort of thing. But the whole thing, we're trying to assemble a team, so we're not focusing too much just on one area.
But ideally, how many undrafted guys would you like to sign? I know that's kind of your favorite
draft. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I wouldn't care to speculate on a number. I would guess it would probably be about the same. I don't know that for a fact, but we've got to, you know, check all the numbers. That's why I'm going to do this now and go back up.
Ed, can you say for certainty that Ronald Driver will be at training camp or that he'll be given every opportunity to keep his job?
Oh, I would never speculate on something like that. He's dancing right now, doing good, too.